My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how you can retain more customers. So I was actually just talking with Neil over lunch about this, but if you're a services-based business, simple way to retain customers, people like dealing with people at the end of the day, so just visit them. Visit them and build a relationship. It seems like, you know, to do something human is difficult sometimes, especially when I think about myself, like I just want to sit at home and work in my boxers and leave me alone. But, you know,
that sounds nice.
It is really nice. I think we both actually, that's something we both enjoy, but you know, at the end of the day, like going out there, these people are paying you a retainer every month. They're paying you to help them with marketing. Whatever more you can do to help them, you can establish a relationship. Like in some cases, you know, I'm having one of our clients speak at a conference. You know, you make these other introductions. Just add as much value as you can. Meet them in person. And ultimately, you know, if you're working with somebody that's like a marketing manager or a director, your job is to make them look like a superstar so they'll remember you forever. Or, you know, if you're working with a founder, for example, you know, become their friend and then just figure out how you can continue to help their business. It's not just one, they'll be a one trick pony.
A lot of people think retention has to do with how you deal with the customer over time. And that is part of it. But from all the tests and studies that I've seen, it's the onboarding experience that affects retention more than anything else. Mm. What I mean by that is, how do you onboard them? What's the first call like? Or if it's a web app, what's the first experience? Look at the metrics of the onboarding. Look at the metrics of the onboarding that people, for the customers who have the highest LTV take, and then go and change your experience so that way more people go throughout that flow. You can also do something if you're a service-based business, right? Because the first example I gave was more so for a software company or even an e-commerce company. But let's say if you're a service-based business, a company called Conversion Rate Experts used to do this one. We used to pay them. At the end of each month, They used to ask us, how was the experience? Are you happy? Are you dissatisfied? What can we do to improve? They would then continually take that data from all the customers, use it to improve the onboarding experience, as well as their regular monthly or biweekly calls. And this helped them retain customers for a much longer period of time.
Yeah. And the other thing seems, there's, you know, some of my friends use Intercom from a support perspective. I mean, you can use like a Zendesk. There's all these support tools out there, but just having really good customer service that actually responds, because there's some SaaS tools that I use right now where they just don't respond. I try to get back to them and then I end up churning out pretty quickly because, you know, they're not helping me out. They're not doing their job. Customer service, you know, good customer service, at least in, you know, today's world, it seems to be table stakes. So if you can't get that going, you need to figure out how to make that happen because it's part of the experience. Like Neil mentioned, Neil's mentioning the onboarding experience, but you know, also at the same time, when people need help, what kind of experience are you giving them? Because, you know, it's not just you sit in your boxers all day and that's it and work. You have to figure out like how you can make, you know, make their life easier overall.
And also doing what's right for the customer plays a big role in today's market. Putting the customer first, although that sounds obvious, it doesn't happen that often in today's market. I pay a software company a year monthly fee and I've been with them for 3 years and the software just sucks. And I call up the founder and he wouldn't let me cancel, even though, you know, my first contract was yearly. And he was like, oh, it automatically renews each year after that. You know, we'll bill you to the end of the cycle. He's like, you can deal with finance. I'm like, you're the one who sold me. Why would I want to deal with your finance team? That just doesn't logically make sense. He's not thinking about the experience he's providing, right? And because his software is in the marketing space, probably not something that he should be doing, considering I'm decently known in the marketing space. And you know, I wouldn't badmouth them. I wouldn't be writing bad blog posts about them, but the experience, how you treat people really matters. The other day, Amazon, I made an order with them. I was traveling. It didn't come in on time. I called their support. I'm like, what the heck? This is, you know, I'm a Prime customer. It says it's going to arrive in 2 days. It's been 4 or 5 days and it hasn't arrived. And Amazon sent me a new product. They overnighted it and they gave me like a huge rebate. It was pretty much almost free for me. And I was like, wow, this is an amazing experience. They really did right for me. And my sister was saying something the other day too, because she works within the organization. She was like, I love Slack. And I'm like, why? And she's like, well, we've used other messaging companies and you know what? They've all improved and they're very similar to Slack. But Slack doesn't charge us for the inactive users. So I don't have to keep going in there and deleting people who have left or no longer using Slack. And she's like, that's an amazing experience. And she's like, for that reason, I don't ever want to leave Slack. But Slack's doing what's best for the customers. And if you have that same attitude, eventually, in the short run, yes, you may not make as much money. But in the long run, I do believe customers are going to start coming through word of mouth and they're going to stay much longer because there's so much positive reinforcement around your brand.
Yeah. And, you know, to give another quote here, I mean, people ultimately don't remember a lot of details about what you did exactly just over the long period of time, but they do remember how you made them feel. So even if you could go the extra mile, like, you know, Neil saying that story reminds me of Amazon. I've never really had a negative customer experience with them because every single time I complain, they say, hey, you can just keep it. We'll ship you another one. Or, you know, they'll overnight something to me. So it's always been good. And, you know, that pays dividends, right? Because if I say something negative, I'm going to tell multiple people like, oh, don't use Amazon. They suck, blah, blah, blah. But it's been good. And I tell other people about it. And, you know, for them, I mean, you know, they retain me, but they gain more kind of press as well at the same time. So that's it for today. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.